What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, man, it is Dukes and Bell with Chris Thomas in for Carl today. It's just been kind of a bleh day. So let's get some sunshine in our lives and head on down 75 to Northport, Florida, where Grant McCauley is standing by. So, Grant, you provided great content. That is great. Loving the photos and the videos, seeing Acuna in the cage. And what's going on? I know it's supposed to be pitchers and catchers, but it looks like everybody's reported.
Yeah, I mean, it was a pretty full house for the Braves in their first day. I mean, you had a lot of position players. I mean, guys like Ronald Acuna Jr., who I think everybody's ready to see. He's been here for most of the week, and a lot of other position players, whether it's Austin Riley, Matt Olson, Michael Harris II, Jerickson Profar, newcomer in camp, and a lot of other position guys. They don't have to be here till the 18th, but you can tell they were kind of itching to get things started. It was a beautiful day. I'm sorry about the weather up there, but man, it was mid-70s and just glorious on the baseball field today. And after traveling an awful long way to get here, I'll take all the sunshine I can possibly get.
Grant, as we look towards pitchers and catchers, specifically the bullpen, I'd like to start with you. How do you think, without any additions obviously coming down the pike that we are not seeing right now, that they're going to cover the back end of the bullpen with guys like Joe Jimenez out for the season and asking maybe a guy like a Pierce Johnson or a Lee to step up into a new role?
Yeah, I think that's definitely, you know, the short answer for it, Chris, is that you need Pierce Johnson. He's also signed a multi-year contract at the same time that Joe Jimenez did the season before last, or the winter before last, to be a big part of that bullpen. He's done it before. They're going to need him to do it again. Dylan Lee has been, I feel like, one of the kind of the under the radar relievers that you can, you know, if he's healthy, which he was last year, can make a big impact. And with no more AJ Minter in that bullpen mix, you need a lefty that can step in there. Now, obviously, they've got Aaron Bummer as well. He's a veteran who's, you know, given the Braves some, I think can give the Braves some more important innings than perhaps he did a season ago. And they're going to need him to. But with Raisel Iglesias holding down the ninth inning duties, there's still, I think, enough pieces in that bullpen. Depending on how things shake out, I'm interested in where Grant Holmes ultimately ends up. He'll get the opportunity to stretch out as a starter, but he showed that he could pitch multiple innings in relief and miss bats. That's pretty big, and there may be some non-roster guys that could end up factoring in, whether it's a veteran like Jake Diekman or somebody else, that could help round out this Braves bullpen and give you at least throw some quantity at it and hope that you get a little bit of quality in the process with some guys that have shown it before, or maybe somebody that just kind of steps up and takes a job. And I didn't mention Deisbel Hernandez. We've seen him the last couple of years. I think he's a sneaky important pitcher for the Braves in the bullpen this year.
It is our man Grant McCauley down there at spring training. How does Jerickson Profar look like? And he's going to replicate those numbers he had this last year in San Diego.
That's certainly what the Braves are banking on, any and all, pun intended, and what they believe in when they saw him, that the changes that he made as a switch hitter who can pretty much bat anywhere in the lineup that they need him to, that he is who he showed last year going forward. And I think that this is exactly the kind of player that the Braves were looking for. I mean, we had to wait a long time for them to go out and actively, you know, improve the roster as far as the hot stove is concerned. But I think he'll fit nicely in left field. And Brian Snitker said today, I mean, he could look at him at leadoff with Ronald Acuna Jr. out for the first few weeks of the year. Then he could bat him second or really anywhere else in the lineup. And you really like that from a lineup construction standpoint. And to that end, I mean, talking to Matt Olson today, I asked him, you know, how big of a deal is it going to be to get Ronald Acuna Jr. back? And he said, I don't know that you can overstate it. He's one of the best players on the planet. He will change the dynamic for our lineup. But adding a guy like Profar, kind of the secondary point, gives a lot of guys the confidence that this is a lineup that 1 through 9 is going to get back to being the kind of productive unit it was in 2023. Whether or not it shatters any records, I don't know, but they all feel like, to a man, that they're a better group than they showed last year over the course of the year with injuries and down years and a lot of other things in the mix.
Are you surprised there wasn't an upgraded shortstop?
Not really. I'm not. And one of the things about shortstop, I feel like, that can kind of be put to the side, or maybe the position itself can be put to the side, if everything else is clicking the way it's supposed to. If you've got Ronald Acuna Jr. and Austin Riley both in the lineup and healthy all year long, Michael Harris missed a number of weeks, Sean Murphy missed 2 months, I mean, Ozzie Albies missed half the season. When you have those guys in there over the course of 162, you don't put as much pressure and ask as much out of a guy like Orlando Arcia, who, if he can come in and split the difference between 2023 and 24, you know, bat around 250, hit 15 to 20 home runs, and just play quality defense and bat ninth, that's a pretty solid player for you, and you're only paying him a couple of million dollars, so it kind of helps balance some other things out. So to answer the question as far as surprise, no. If there continues to be struggles, would I be surprised if they don't reevaluate it? Absolutely not. I think you can always find ways to get better, and if the Braves feel like that is ultimately a spot, they could make a move in season if they feel like there's somebody out there that could help them on the trade market.
It is GMAC with this guy's best baseball man in town down there at the spring training in Northport on the WadeFord.com hotline. The catching position, you lose that leadership of Darnold and the clutch of Darnold. And I know that Murphy really struggled, man, down the stretch. Chadwick Tromp technically is the backup. Will we see Drake Baldwin this year?
I think that we could see Drake Baldwin, but it's not going to be something that you have to push early on. I'll say this, and I talked to the morning shift this morning and said, if we do see Drake Baldwin early in the season, that's going to mean that something probably went wrong somewhere else that the Braves didn't want to go wrong. But talk to Sean Murphy today, and he was just discussing, you know, what his season was last year. And even though he came back and the oblique was healthy, he never felt like his swing was right. That may seem like an obvious statement because you look at the numbers and it was an incredibly down year for him. But the healthy offseason and getting a chance to get back in there and catch on a regular basis. That was the plan for the Braves a year ago, was for him to catch 3 out of every 4 games. That's the plan going into this year. He's a workhorse-style guy that likes to get those reps, likes to, you know, really kind of get in a rhythm and a groove of playing as much as you possibly can for a catcher. He will need some time, but he wants to be the guy more times than not that's going to be in harness for the Braves, and that's what they want and what they need from him, quite obviously and honestly. And if he can do the things that he did prior to this lost season of 2024, he's still a very important piece of this Braves club. He's under contract for a number of more years, and I think he could show again, when healthy, that he's one of the better catchers in not just the National League, but maybe all of baseball.
Grant, last time we talked to AA, he said that both Grant Holmes, who you mentioned earlier, and Ian Anderson going to get a shot at that fifth starter spot. How long of a leash do you believe that both of those guys will get in terms of number of starts before they would make a final decision? Or do you think this is something that could be...
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Potentially even go out to a six-man rotation if both perform well.
I believe the six-man rotation is something we're going to see again this year. I talked to Brian Snitker about it at the winter meetings, and he reiterated it when asked today. You know, when you think about it from the logistical standpoint, the extra rest that the Braves found last year helped Chris Sale and Reynaldo Lopez over the course of the long season. It could do that again. Now you factor in doing the same for Spencer Strider in his first year post-surgery. I just think there's way too many reasons to do it than to try to limit yourself to just the five starters. They're going to look at the schedule. They'll try to be smart about it and give guys extra rest throughout the course of the season. So the names may change, but a six-man rotation, air quotes, is something I do expect the Braves to employ for the majority of the season. Now, specifically with Grant Holmes, I think he opened a lot of eyes last year. This is going to be a real opportunity for him to be one of those guys at the back end of the rotation. And we've talked about this before. Between Max Fried and Charlie Morton, you lost 60 starts and 340 innings. You're going to have to cover that. Grant Holmes may not be the only answer. Ian Anderson coming back, returning to form, would be huge for the Braves. He is out of options. That's something to watch. So he has to basically make the team or be exposed on waivers for some other club to pick him up. So this is a very big spring, to put it lightly, for Ian Anderson, who very much wants to get back to the big leagues and back on track after spending last year in the minors coming back from Tommy John surgery.
You mentioned Strider, Grant. I know Alex Anthopoulos was on with the Steakhouse, so I don't want to pin you down to it. Give me a specific date, but you think it'll be in May we'll see Strider?
I think that at the start of May, you should have a pretty good idea of when he's going to be back. And if all goes well, he doesn't have any limitations on him right now for spring training. He threw a bullpen yesterday. When we talked around the Profar signing, Alex Anthopoulos said he'd already thrown four bullpens and all the reports were great. He's feeling great. So I would imagine he's going to get the requisite number of innings he needs this spring, then go out on a rehab assignment so that he's able to get that four, five, six additional starts to have him ready for when the Braves truly need him. And if they've got things kind of settled as much as they need to, whether it's an Ian Anderson, an A.J. Smith-Shawver, or whoever it may be, Grant Holmes helping out in the rotation, then you're going to be happy to welcome back Spencer Strider and not feel like you got to rush him. And honestly, the Braves are not going to rush him, and they're not going to rush Ronald Acuna Jr. either. I think we see both of those guys in late April at the earliest, but probably early May.
Grant, side note here. Do you think what the Dodgers did this offseason is good for the sport?
I don't think it hurts the sport, to be honest with you, as much as the teams that are not motivated to go out and spend money. That, I think, the chasm between a club like the Dodgers is going to go out and do what they did, and clearly they're comfortable with it and the deferred money and everything that comes with it. But then you've got clubs like the Athletics and the Pirates and the Marlins who routinely, annually, and I know the Athletics spent a little bit of money because they were under some scrutiny this offseason, but they're not getting off the hook here. Those are clubs that are just taking their revenue sharing money and using it as a means to turn a profit and not putting that money back into their major league roster. And that kind of thing, I think, is worse for the game than the Dodgers going out and going on a spending spree, which, asking a lot of different Braves around spring training today, what do they think of all this? And they said, look, I mean, teams are going to do what they're going to do. We're really happy with the club that we have. We feel like we're really good. And, there's no award for the offseason. You got to go out and play the next 7 months, and we'll see what happens.
For what it's worth, the Braves are the third best odds right now to win the World Series. They got better odds than the Mets and the Phillies at 9.5-1. Speaking of the Mets, what took so long to get the Pete Alonso deal done? 2 years, $54 million.
Now, I think he was just out there looking for that 5 or 6 year deal for that club that, may feel like he was going to be able to make a bigger impact, I guess. I mean, Alex Bregman's still out there waiting for that deal. So there's been some questions about, some of these free agents the last couple of years, especially the Boris guys, getting the deals that they want. But he showed again that it's got Boris. He'll take a short-term deal with an opt-out and try to turn it into bigger money. But when I look at Pete Alonso, and I know the power in the RBIs, the homers in the RBIs look great, he's not the same kind of player, in for my money, that Freddie Freeman is or that Matt Olson is and some of these other first basemen that have really cashed in on those big deals. Doesn't mean he's not valuable, but I think his market is a little bit more niche because he's not able to give you defensively what those guys give you, and I don't think he's quite the same impact player all around.
That is great. GMAC is lukewarm on the polar bear. That just happened. Grant, before we let you loose, so before March 1st, when do you think we'll see some new additions, all those things that Chris was asking about as far as the pitching?
Yeah, I'm really interested in watching the, you know, now the spring training is here. Now the pitchers and catchers are reported, and there are a slew of names that are still out there unsigned that are going to be ready to get down to work. So I think that there could still be another bullpen addition or two if there's somebody out there. And we've seen at the end of spring training, Alex Anthopoulos has found some castoffs from other clubs that have been really helpful. Anibal Sanchez a few years ago, Matt Joyce a few years ago was also a nice little pickup for the Braves. So maybe that 25th, 26th man is out there. Maybe that fifth or sixth starter is sitting out there on somebody else's roster right now, and the Braves are just waiting to welcome him home, Jesse Chavez style.
All right, man. So, by the way, the Flaherty's, the Scherzers, all that. I mean, I know Chris, we've talked about it before. It just too high, even risky for Alex, who loves to shop with a Groupon when it comes to starting pitching.
I really think that, you know, especially with Scherzer, with his age, if you were to ask me who I would give, you know, 1 year and $10 or $15 million to, and you line up Justin Verlander, Max Scherzer, and Charlie Morton, I would have been inclined to give it to Charlie Morton. I know the Braves didn't do that either, but if I had a choice between the 340-somethings, I just think he's shown he can still go to the post 30 times and throw 160 innings. And the other two, you know, Father Time is undefeated, and they've been dealing with an awful lot the last couple of years. And you know, Flaherty got himself a nice deal to go back to the Tigers and, you know, again, pitch for a year if he wants to there and opt out and try the market again. So I don't necessarily think the Braves wanted to spend all of the available funds that they had at the moment on one particular player, even one with a lot of name value in the case of those Hall of Fame guys, or in the case of a starter like Flaherty that had a really good year last year.
All right, man. Great stuff as always, Grant. So, again, we'll be hearing you on all the day parts, right, from down there in spring training?
Yes, sir.
Our man. How's the weather, by the way?
The weather is beautiful, and I'm hoping it stays that way. I've looked at the forecast, and I head back on Saturday. Mm. The rain rolls in on Sunday. I couldn't have timed it any better.
Perfect. All right, man. Get some SPF 30 on that noggin. Have fun.
SPF 50 went on today. Thanks, guys.
Right on, man. Thanks, Grant. That's Grant McCauley from down there in Braves of Spring Training in Northport.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. But there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.